The two synthetic substances were created in 1995 by an organic chemist at Clemson University. He synthesized them into a compound that is not tetrahydrocannabinol, the intoxicating and illegal natural substance in marijuana plants. Once pot smokers read the research, they duplicated his work, and K2 began to appear on the street, selling for about $30 for a 3-gram bag. David Spakowitz is a drug enforcement specialist at the Wisconsin State Crime Lab. He says for now, K2 isn't on the state's drug problems radar.
We've received samples or a sample at the Wisconsin State Crime Lab containing this substance. Our concern is that this is not a tested substance or has been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, which is of concern. There's been no research done on long-term effects, and we would hate to see a negative impact on people that have used this.
Last Friday, Kansas became the first state to ban the sale and possession of this new legal pot. A quick call to a Madison head shop confirmed that K2 is sold in the state capital, but for right now, the store is out of stock. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.